After three games in the Dutch hoofdklasse, three teams remain unbeaten, of which only two still have a perfect score. It will come as no surprise that the two teams in the lead are Kampong and Bloemendaal. Not only last year's finalists, but also predicted by most to be ahead of the rest this season. Kampong visited Hurley, considered to be a candidate for relegation by many, and took home a 1-2 win. Bloemendaal, their biggest rivals for the title this season, had a bigger opponent on the menu, but they still managed a clinical 3-0 win over Rotterdam, currently 8th in the ranking. Third team, still unbeaten so far, is the club of Oranjerood. The long drive to The Hague for their game versus Klein Zwitserland obviously was no problem, because before halftime the visitors were up 0-4 thanks to two goals by Thomas Briels, one by Jelle Galema and a corner by Gijs van Merrienboer. In Act 2 of the game, Klein Zwitserland fought back to 2-4 before a beautiful corner variation from Sander Baart and a tip-in by Jamie van Aert sealed the deal. The third goal in the final minutes for the home team never worried the visitors. So it's Oranjerood who take the 3-5 win and the third spot in the ranking from their hosts last Sunday. In fourth position, Pinoquet is making their ambitions clear, beating Den Bosch 2-7. At halftime, Pinoquet was already leading 0-6 with none less than 4 goals from their two Belgian players, Hendricks and Dokier, meaning Pinoquet already scored 16 goals in the opening 3 games of the season. Fifth spot, dropping from third, is Klein Zwitserland, where they're still waiting for Matthew Swan to join his fellow Aussies Tim Brand and Tom Greig. In sixth position, we find Amsterdam, who after a draw and a loss, managed their first win of the season, beating Tilburg at home 3-0. Seventh is HGC, who dropped some unexpected points in the game versus Stichtse when they drew 2-2 in the final quarter thanks to Johnston and Forsyth after they were down 2-0. Home team Stichtse picked up a second point to claim the 9th spot just ahead of Den Bosch with 1 point, with Hurley and Tilburg closing the ranks still without points. In the Belgian Honor Division, we are at game day 4, and Tom Bone is on fire for his club Leopold. Yet another hat-trick for Bone sealed a 3-1 victory over Auray. So it's Leopold in first and Auray in second for the ranking after 4 games. Another Brussels-based team is in third. Racing drew 3-3 versus Braxata, who were up 2-3 until 3 minutes before the end of the game, which leaves Braxata in 6th position. Leuven, 4th in the ranking, drew 2-2 against Gantoise in 5th position. Bringing back Spanish veteran Pau Quemada, still scoring as usual, back to Belgium in a surprise move, seems to be paying off well for Leuven, who lost among others Simon Cognard to Dragon and Jérôme de Keyser, who switched countries with Quemada. Dragon seems to be having one of their typical difficult starts of the season. Without Felix de Nijer, who became father again last week, Dragon lost 3-2 from Beerschot, currently only 9th in the ranking. In the bottom of the ranking, Antwerp surprised Deering with a 2-1 victory at home, and a struggling Waterloo Ducks, 11th, drew 2-2 versus Heracles, 12th and last after 4 games. In Spain, La Liga only just started. Renowned club Polo de Barcelona lost some serious heavy hitters with David Alegre and Matías Rey for this season, but still counts on the brilliance of Xavi Leonard to make the difference. In the opening game versus FC Barcelona, led by their captain Mickey Delas, they had to concede a 1-1. So it's the two other famous names from La Liga who take the top spots after opening day. Athletic Terrassa winning 0-2 at Junior, and Club de Campo from Madrid beating Club Egara, the other club from the town of Terrassa, also 2-0. In Germany, Rot-Weiß Köln is the only club with a perfect score after 5 game days, leading Pool A comfortably ahead of the Hamburger Polo Club. Rot-Weiß Köln, with the likes of Grambusch, Ruhr and Mink van der Weerde from the Netherlands at penalty corner, and last but not least, Vincent van Asch from Belgium in goal, they seem to be on their way to add another title to the list. though in Pool B of the Bundesliga, we cannot neglect the competition of Harvesterhoeder leading before Uhlenhorst. So that concludes our first weekly roundup from the top leagues of European club hockey for the 21-22 season. A season we hope will not be disturbed again by the global pandemic. I think we all long for an uninterrupted season of great club hockey in Europe once again. Next week, we'll add England to the mix and we might have some Euro Hockey League to talk about again. Until then, enjoy your hockey. Bye-bye.